PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Hey there, PNC Mavericks. It's your host, Craig Pretzinger, and today we're talking about one of the most essential skills you can have in the insurance game, adaptability. Now, if there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that change is constant in this industry. From shifting market conditions to new technologies to evolving customer needs, it seems like the only thing you can count on is that nothing stays the same for long. And that's why adaptability is so critical. Because if you can't learn to roll with the punches, to pivot when necessary, and to stay nimble in the face of uncertainty, you're going to get left behind faster than you can say disruptive innovation. But adaptability isn't just about reacting to change. It's about proactively seeking it out. It's about having the courage to take risks, to experiment with new approaches, and to challenge the status quo. And most importantly, it's about having the humility to admit when something isn't working and the resilience to pick yourself up and try again. Let me give you an example from my own experience. A few years back, I was working with an agency that had been doing things the same way for decades. They had a loyal customer base, a solid reputation, and a pretty healthy bottom line. But they were starting to see some cracks in the foundation. Their technology was outdated. Their marketing was stale, and their younger customers were starting to look elsewhere for coverage. At first, the leadership team was resistant to change. They figured, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they were worried about rocking the boat, but I could see the writing on the wall. If they didn't start adapting to the new realities of the market, they were going to get left in the dust. So I worked with them to develop a plan for modernizing their operations, investing in new technology, and reaching out to new customer segments. It wasn't easy. There were a lot of tough conversations, a lot of trial and error, and a lot of late nights spent rethinking everything from their branding to their product offerings. But in the end, it paid off big time. By being willing to adapt and evolve, this agency was able to not only stay relevant, but to actually grow their business in the face of some pretty stiff headwinds. They attracted new customers, improved their efficiency and profitability, and positioned themselves for long-term success in a rapidly changing industry. And that's just one example. I could tell you dozens more stories of businesses that have thrived by being adaptable, and just as many cautionary tales of those who got stuck in their ways and paid the price. So how can you cultivate adaptability in your own business? Well, it starts with mindset. You have to be willing to let go of the idea that there's only one right way to do things and embrace a spirit of curiosity, experimentation, and continuous learning. That means seeking out new ideas and perspectives, even and especially when they challenge your assumptions. It means being open to feedback and willing to pivot when something isn't working. And it means surrounding yourself with a diverse network of mentors, partners, and collaborators who can help you see beyond your own blind spots. But adaptability isn't just about being reactive. It's also about being proactive. It's about constantly scanning the horizon for new opportunities and being willing to take calculated risks to seize them. That might mean investing in new technology, exploring new markets, or even cannibalizing your own products and services in order to stay ahead of the curve. The key is to never get too comfortable, too complacent, or too set in your ways. Because the moment you start resting on your laurels is the moment you start falling behind. Now, I know that embracing change and uncertainty can be scary. It's human nature to crave stability and predictability and to resist anything that threatens the status quo. But in the words of Robert Greene, author of The 48 Laws of Power, the future belongs to those who learn to embrace change, not those who try to resist it. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start cultivating adaptability in your own business starting today. Seek out new ideas and perspectives. Experiment with new approaches and be willing to pivot when necessary. Build a network of people who challenge and inspire you and never stop learning and growing. Because in the end, the most successful businesses in this industry won't be the ones with the most resources, the most experience, or even the best products. They'll be the ones that are the most adaptable, the ones that can navigate change and uncertainty with resilience, creativity, and a never-ending commitment to growth. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep adapting to whatever comes your way. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dubdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.